Triple M is celebrating 50 years of radio on the Central Coast this Friday. It's going to be huge. Absolutely massive. Diesel performing.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Mark Gable from the Choir Boys.
Coming in. We're going to speak to old presenters who used to work with 2GO and go back on the back stories. But also this week we're looking at the big stories that happened in the last 50 years, and one of them happened, on June 8th, 2007, so 14 years ago. And from NBN News...
It was a visitor that took Newcastle by surprise. The Pasha Bulka had been caught too close to shore in a fierce southerly gale, and just before 10 o'clock on the 8th of June, she ran aground, first hitting rocks north of Newcastle Beach before bumping and grinding its way along the shelf to Nobby's.
Yes, from NBN News, we've got the weatherman Gavin Morris with us. Good morning, Gav.
Hey, Gav.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Like it was yesterday. Remember that story, buddy?
Oh, look, you know, it was absolutely huge. You know, I mean, it was a big day. It was very, very distinct. You know, for me at that point, I was senior forecaster at the Weather Channel. So, you know, we were watching the whole thing unfold, and it was very, very distinct. And I had this moment where the boss came in, and, you know, he was quite excited about the event because we had a very, very distinct spike in ratings, etc. And he said, oh, it's going to be a big night tonight. And I said to him, look, I'm not looking at it that way. I said, tonight, people are going to lose their lives. And it was a matter of hours. Oh, not even. I think it was about an hour later, and we had that tragic loss of life straight away, and that was that family. You know, the road was washed away, yeah. And we lost five lives instantly. And then another one that really impacted very, very hard that night was the other couple, the older couple that were driving through, you know, floodwaters. And, you know, I think nine people in total lost their lives that night. So it was a very, very distinct memory that I have, because it just had all of the markings of a real dangerous, nasty system. And it certainly played out that way.
Yeah, it was deadly East Coast low.
What happens for a ship of that size to end up U-turning onto a beach at Newcastle? How can that even happen?
Yeah, I know. It was truly extraordinary. It was almost two of them, too. My mate actually was a cameraman, and he's just rung me, and he said, Gav, you're not going to believe what I'm looking at right now. and that's when the Pasha Bulka, and he said, there's another one. So in the Stockton Bight, close to the Cigna, another one was in the same position. And we almost had two. It was a part of the story that everybody kind of forgets, that we nearly had two wash up, but the other one was just going hammer and tong, and it kept its bow to the wind, and it was able to escape the wind. Look, right along the Newcastle coast, yeah, it was very, very famous for having a lot of coal ships there anchored off, and they were all quite close. And they used to sit there, and they'd sit out storms like this. And that's why we had the Cigna run aground in 1974, and of course the Pasha Bulka as well. But their chains would drag, and that's exactly what occurred with the Pasha Bulka. You had the East Coast low form, and intensified cyclonic winds, extremely powerful, driving onshore, directly onshore, because it was a very intense, localized focus system, this one. And it just drove those ships back towards the coast. They were dragging their chain, then they tried to raise them, and once they did raise them, then there was, you know, no hope, you know, for the Pasha Bulka then to escape the wind. So, yeah, the Pasha then just became this extraordinary scene getting washed on Nobby's Beach.
And, Gav, it became a tourist attraction. I know myself, my wife and my kids headed up there to Newcastle to have a look, and I remember driving around the front, where is this ship? Where is the ship? We came around the bend, and there it was. It was extraordinary scenes.
Yeah, and that photo is still so famous today. It still keeps popping up on social media, particularly around this time of the year where, you know, this photo is not photoshopped. It looks like two different photos. It was an incredible thing. And actually, Bosco posted a photo the other day. Bosco is a really famous surf photographer. He's just done some brilliant work. And he's got this epic photo of this surfer just doing this huge aerial off this massive wave. And behind him is the Pasha Bulka.
and you know what? It was such a huge event. We stayed at Nelson Bay over that week, and NBN were actually doing coverage of the extraction of the Pasha Bulka, and we were taking bets as to whether it would come out or not. It was huge, this story.
Yeah, it really was. And look, and now the awards as well. The chopper pilot from the Westpac Rescue Helicopter now became like a superhero too, because, you know, he somehow, you know, hovered that chopper, you know, over the Pasha Bulka, and I think he got the pilot or something, you know, onto the decker, and he was rescuing people off at the same time. It was an extraordinary moment of piloting as well. So people became legends, you know, from the Pasha Bulka running aground as well. And, you know, there's people, there's so many people that didn't do what you did. They didn't come down for a look, and they still regret it to this day. They're like, damn it, I didn't go and look at the Pasha Bulka.
Yeah, it was. And we've still got the pictures. And I remember we even filmed it on video. It was just, it was something to behold. It really was. Gav, mate, thank you so much for taking time out and reliving memories, because we're celebrating 50 years of radio on the Central Coast. And thanks for taking part with us, mate.
Thanks, Gav.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime. Have a good day.